Let's go to America. Our good friend, he's been with us on Racing HQ a couple of times, is Wesley Ward. Morning to you, Wesley.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. You're back from Ascot. What a week for you.
It was unbelievable. Tell you, what a thrill.
What a thrill. I tell you something, we looked at all the wins, but there was still one that shone brightly, Lady Aurelia, to win the King Stand. It was incredible, Wesley.
Yeah, I mean, to come back this year and vindicate last year's win, you know, to come and do it as a three-year-old, it was just fulfilling. It was just, I can't even describe it.
I mean, well, I'm going to ask you to. Can you describe the way you were watching it, how she just ran away from them?
Well, we've trained her a little different this year from the onset. I try to teach her to settle. Last year I had the blinkers on her, and as with my two-year-olds, I kind of focus in and center in on the speed with them. And then the fall of the year, we take the blinkers off and try to get them to settle. Her, she had the winter off because she had a bleeding incident last fall when we ran her in Newmarket. So we just turned her out at the farm. And when we brought her back, I tried to get her to settle to where we took the blinkers off and put her behind horses. And, you know, as a two-year-old, I couldn't get her to do that. She just had speed on her mind. But this year, with all the time she had off, and she really started to settle in the mornings and then ease out and come get her workmate that we put her with. And in her comeback race at Keeneland, she did that. Johnny broke her out of the gate and took her back. And as soon as they turned for home, he eased her out. She just kind of went by them. That being a listed stake, although very quality field of listed stake here at Keeneland, not nearly the quality that she faced in Ascot. So when she broke out of the gate, she settled like she did. There's a little bit of question to me, you know, being such a competitive field, if she was going to kick on. Midway through the race, you're kind of watching it, and you're not really getting a real good view. But when they had about inside the quarter mile to go, you could tell Johnny had something left. And when he asked her, she just kicked on. It was just an unbelievable feeling to know that, you know, the fastest sprinters that in the world that were there that day, she beat them convincingly.
She beat them convincingly. Now, we spoke with John Moynihan on our show last Friday from Stone Street Farms, who are owners of Lady Aurelia with other parties. But at that stage, it was a bit undecided about the future. It's now been decided that you won't come to Sydney for the Everest?
Well, ultimately, that decision goes with the owners. But this filly, she's just three, you know, and she's very sound. She, you know, we scoped her after the race, and there was, you know, the bleeding seems to be behind us. So there's something I certainly would love to do. But love to do it next year as a four-year-old would be what I would like. As I said, you know, certainly, you know, the ultimate decision goes with the owners. But, you know, we're going to go. She's back at Keeneland now. Came back in great shape. And give her, you know, a few weeks just to kind of let down and then build her back up again. Her race is at York in the Coolmore Nunthorpe, and that's August 25th. So it gives me a lot of time to get her back. You know, let down from this trip and get her back going to where we can get over and hopefully she can win again. And from there, it gives us good spacing to the Breeders' Cup, of which is 5/8 of a mile, 1,000 meters. And she's, you know, last year, Frankie and I were sort of making, even though we won the Morney in France, we were making, you know, she didn't do it as she's in style that she did at Ascot, where she just ran away from him. And in looking back at it now, I just think she's most effective at 5/8, you know, and she's a great horse. So certainly she can go 6 furlongs. But yeah. I just think this year, if we just center in on what she does best, and then, you know, hopefully we can get through the year with a couple more wins. And, you know, next year we can go over and try that.
Understand. I know what, and I fully understand why you've said it. The ultimate decision does come down to the owners, but it would be your recommendation that you don't come and you look at 12 months' time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's such a young filly. She's been, you know, a lot of different places already. You know, she's got a lot of places to go yet. And, you know, if we give her the time off again, you know, hopefully as a four-year-old, that will be, you know, where she's bigger and stronger and hopefully faster. And we can go down there and do that. I, I know that's something that's never been done. I've raced a horse in Cannonball there, and unfortunately, he was sort of at the end of his career when he went there. But this filly, you know, being a 4-year-old and hope next year and hopefully at the top of the game as she is now, you know, she can do it.
Okay, understand. The other one that we watched last week and finished behind Caravaggio, who looks destined to come for this year's Everest, was Bound for Nowhere. What are your thoughts on that horse?
He's a horse that I own myself. He's a beautiful horse. He's a different type of horse than she is, a bigger, sort of more imposing horse. She's kind of a smaller filly, but very, very compact. And he's going to keep improving, I think. He's been her workmate for the last two months here. So he's very, very talented. In talking with David Flores, who replaced Frankie when Frankie got injured, he told me that he should have been closer in the race. He said that he broke sharp, and he said he could have been in front. But my instructions to him were to take back a little bit and sort of follow the speed, which he did. But he said he kind of really had to anchor him back and get behind those. And he said that, you know, when he went to make his move, Caravaggio came and he sort of hindered him a little bit to where he kind of had to check and wait. And he finally got out. And when he got out, he was coming.
Yep.
And that being only his third start of his life, and really the only start he's ever made outside of Kentucky, you know, it really gave me high hopes for him. I think he's going to have a big, big future. He's back now as well with her. I'm going to plan on going back to France on August 6th in a Group 1, going 6.5 furlongs to Maurice de Guise. And if he has a good showing there, I'd love to go.
Okay, so you've certainly shown interest in putting in Bound for Nowhere into a slot. I guess Coolmore, I think the last time we spoke to you, going back a couple of months ago, Wesley, you said that Coolmore have got a slot and things like that. Coolmore might be obligated now to Caravaggio, so you've got to get a slot from somewhere if the horse runs well in that Group 1.
Yeah. You know, and you never, it's a long time between now and then, and you don't know what Caravaggio is going to do as well, but certainly that would be their first choice.
We'll wait and see, but certainly you've got interest as long as the horse. So when's that next run?
It's August the 6th in Deauville, France.
Okay, so we'll be all over that one. Hey, just before I let you go, Wesley, we're talking with Wesley Ward in America about Lady Aurelia and Bound for Nowhere and the Everest, and we know the interest is certainly there from you. Hey, what about Blake Shin? How's he going there?
Hi, what a wonderful guy. I tell you, we've had a great time with him over here. He's had a few winners. He's really meeting a lot of people. He's traveling around quite a bit. I brought him to New York. He's won some races in Chicago. He was here yesterday with me in Kentucky and Keeneland and breezed some horses. And today he's in Maryland. And tomorrow he's going to be breezing horses for Graham Motion. So he's getting around a lot. Wonderful, wonderful guy. Can't say enough good things about him. Extremely talented guy. I think he's really, you know, the styles and of American jockeys and the Australian jockeys are completely different. And he's just very inquisitive and talks to everybody and wants to improve. And I know he will. As far as the American, he's already got the Australian down pat. But you know, for him to come over here and to be so receptive and really look to adapt to be a world-class jockey and go everywhere is what he wants to be. I think he's going to do it.
Well, he's enjoying it, and he's riding plenty of winners there already, so he's going to enjoy the next 2 or 3 weeks before he returns. Hey, Wesley, thanks for joining us. As you've said, the ultimate decision is with the owners, but we understand what your thoughts are. We'll stay in contact.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Good on you, Wesley. Wesley Ward there from America with the latest on Lady Aurelia. You would say very unlikely given the recommendation of the trainer. We'll wait and see for Bound for Nowhere running at Deauville on August 6.